God, I thank you for being my father. And I thank you for your son. I thank you for your Holy Ghost, who unites us all as one.
Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am John Harvey with the Community Homeowners Group to present to you thought-provoking messages that will not only engage your heart, but will dispel age-old myths and unveil hidden truths that unfold the Word of God.
God, I thank you for being my Father.
Today's testimony will feature an interview between Dr. Helen Ellison and me on the Community Homeowners Group fundraising initiatives.
Thank you, Helen, for joining us today. Helen Ellison joins us from the Community Homeowners Group, and she's going to share with us about some things that are going on with her fundraising committee. Thank you, Helen, for joining us. And what are you here to share with us today?
John, I am delighted to be in your midst today and in this broadcast as well. The fundraising committee is the arm of the Community Homeowners Group, and we are charged with the activities, the fundraising activities
of that
group, and all of the causes that they have. We are charged with fundraising. In fact, this radio broadcast is sponsored by the fundraising committee, and I would like to take this opportunity to solicit your monetary support for this broadcast.
Well, thank you so much, Helen. We appreciate that, and we certainly hope that our listeners are listening so we can make sure that they donate to the cause. Why don't you share with our listeners a couple of your activities that you're involved in so they know more about the organization and what they are contributing toward?
Well, one of the activities that we have been very successful in is the Elegant Dinners. And the Elegant Dinners are elegant, and they occur in a person's home. Another group that we're still in the planning stages is our youth. And our youth has developed a video, and it's a video that goes across the world, in the Caribbean, in Cordele, Georgia.
Wonderful. And, here in Florida too, right?
Yeah, and in Florida as well.
Wonderful.
And so the youth are doing vignettes of the video.
Wonderful.
Because they want to share what they have learned in producing the video.
Great.
With their teachers, with their friends, and with their family members as well. And so we are still in the planning stages for that particular activity.
Wonderful.
But we will roll out that activity March 31st.
Okay, March 31st.
March 31st. We will roll out that activity.
Wonderful. So you mentioned two things, an elegant dinner. You said we have there's wait service.
Yes.
That is wonderful, wonderful. So I certainly hope that our listeners will get a chance to participate in that. And the children, what more can we say about children except they make you smile? And children are so innovative these days where they are able to contribute all of themselves, that they're not limiting anything. They're willing to give their all. So we certainly know that working with children can be a challenge, but also be very rewarding in the end. So we certainly want our listeners to be made aware again that this organization is doing big things and we want them to contribute. So Helen, please tell us where our listeners can contribute.
The Unity House Community Foundation.
Okay.
At 307 Southwest Dade Street in Madison, Florida, 32304-0.
Okay. And Helen, where can they reach you?
They can reach me at 305-758-5000. 1-800-246-8686.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Helen. We just want our listeners to remember again that these donations are tax deductible. If we haven't mentioned that, they are. These donations are tax deductible, so whatever you contribute, which there is no limit. So if you'd like to contribute $20 or $2,000, feel free to send that again to the Unity House Community Foundation. And that's located at 307 Southwest Dade Street in Madison, Florida, 32340. And Helen Ellison can be reached again at 305-758-5486. Again, Helen, thank you so much for being here. We welcome you back at any time, and we certainly hope that lots of donations come your way. Thank you.
It's time to praise the Lord, for He is
great and marvelous, great and marvelous.
Today's message is being brought to you by Patterson Williams, entitled, Empowered to Serve.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Our subject matter today is dealing with empowered to serve. The word empowered means to give power to give ability to, or authority, or even to be anointed. Many people feel a call upon their lives to serve others, variously in education, sports, business, government, entertainment, medicine, or even religion, to name a few. Regardless of the field of endeavor, each person is empowered with an anointing to serve. But few understand the source of that anointing. There are three possible sources of empowerment: natural, supernatural, and spiritual. In this message, we will be challenged to evaluate ourselves by seeing to it how we are motivated to serve. We will be able to look at these three empowerments: natural, supernatural, and spiritual. And we will be able to make a decision as to what is empowering us to serve others. From a non-religious standpoint, we will describe for you what it means to serve naturally. To serve naturally is service rendered on the basis of talents or skills. To serve supernaturally, this is service rendered on the base of self-fulfillment without the regard or to the detriment of others. And to serve spiritually is service rendered on the basis of altruism or unselfish service. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." As we look at this subject matter, empowered to serve, we see that Paul shares with us in the book of Corinthians that if we don't have charity or we don't have love, then whatever we do, it is going to come out to be nothing. As he shares with us, if we don't have love, and if our service is not motivated by love, then he said it is like a sounding brass, or even a tinkling cymbal. And even though we have the gifts of prophecy and have faith and understand all miracles, but if our motivation is not of love, then it is profiting nothing. In the book of Jonah chapter 1, we see a prophet of God who was given some instructions. Jonah was a prophet of God who was used by God to preach his word. And according to chapter 1, the scripture says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. And the word of the Lord said to Jonah, arise and go to Nineveh and preach in that city." But the scripture declares that Jonah arose up and went to Tarshish, or he flee to Tarshish, running from the presence of the Lord. All of us have natural ability and natural gifts. Here is a prophet of the Lord who was used by God to to carry out his work. But we find that when the word of the Lord came to Jonah, he was not watchful and he allowed supernatural powers to come in and cause him to go against what God was saying. It is all right for us to have a natural anointing. God is not against a natural anointing, but God is desiring that we move from that natural anointing to a spiritual anointing. But what is important is that that anointing that is in the middle, the supernatural anointing, where many people lack understanding, this is an area that is motivated and controlled by the enemy. And so Jonah allowed that supernatural to step in, and he disobeyed God and flee to Tarshish. But God is not calling for us to walk in the supernatural. You see, we have heard a lot in today's preaching concerning the supernatural. But I want to open up your understanding this day so that you may understand that God is not moving by supernatural power. The supernatural power is not ordained of God. You hear preachers all the time talking about God putting his super on our natural. But let me tell you something, friends. God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is not natural. God is a spirit. And so therefore, the natural realm is a realm where the enemy is at work. And so what happens is, when you move to that supernatural realm, it is a higher realm within the enemy's territory. And we see how this is played out in many spheres on the world scene. You can have a runner who has a good natural ability to run, but because of greed and because of other motivations, he wants to run faster. So he takes enhancing drugs, and he is able to perform in the supernatural. That is illegal. God is not calling for us to move in that realm. And so I want to bless you to be able to understand that God is calling for his people to move from the supernatural. In fact, God does not want us to be engaged in supernatural works of the enemy. If you look in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, it says that the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. Nowhere in Scripture where you see the word supernatural power at work, because God is a spirit. And God wants to know, want us to know that he is moving always by the Spirit and not by the supernatural. Let us go on a little bit further. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and 1, the scripture says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Notice how in the scriptures it is talking about the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings. Let us move on a little further, where the Lord began to speak to Zerubbabel. And he told Zerubbabel, "It is not by might, neither by power, but it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord." Notice you don't see any supernatural in there. Friends, I want you to know today that God is calling for his people to move by way of the Spirit. God says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 24, Christ the wisdom of God and Christ the power of God. It is by the Lord's Christ that he is doing these spiritual work. And we need to come to that place where we know Jesus to be that Christ. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon Samson in the Old Testament. And the Bible says the Spirit moved upon Samson in a very mightily way. Notice the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him. And if we want to go to even the New Testament, whereby we are able to see in the book of Matthew, chapter 3 and 16, where Jesus was being baptized, the Spirit of the Lord came down upon him. As John baptized him in the river, the scripture says the Spirit of the Lord came and descended upon him like a dove. As we know it to be, Jesus of Nazareth, as that Spirit came upon him, he was Christed. At this point in time, Jesus of Nazareth was consumed by the Spirit of Christ, and he went forth from this point on as the Christ. We see that same anointing coming upon the disciples in Acts chapter 3. We see where Peter and John was going up into the temple, and there was a lame man who was there begging alms each day. But by the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing of God, the Christ of God, that spiritual anointing, not the supernatural anointing, that spiritual anointing came upon Peter and John. And Peter and John told the man, look upon us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. We can see that spiritual anointing was upon Peter. It was upon the apostles. It was upon the prophets in the Old Testament. That same Spirit of Christ was moving down from the Old Testament on all the prophets, and it moved upon Jesus, and it moved upon the disciples. And that same Spirit of Christ, the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. My friend, you can be empowered to serve with that spiritual anointing. God wants you to move from that natural anointing, and he wants you to move to that spiritual anointing, but he wants you to be careful that in the middle is that supernatural anointing, where the enemy is able to pull people in and to use them in the devilish works of Satan. But I declare unto you this day, by the grace of God, God wants you to be empowered this day to go forth in the Spirit of Christ. If any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And I say unto you this day that God is moving by his Spirit. He is moving by his power. And if you would receive that Spirit right now, that Spirit of Christ is knocking at your door right now, and God is saying to receive him. And if you receive him, then are you able to move from that natural gifting, that natural talents, and you're able to submit it to the Lord? You can see how that people who have gifts of singing, gift of singing is fine, but you got to yield that gift of singing back unto the Lord, that he may bless it and bring it to that spiritual level of anointing, whereby you may be empowered to serve with the love of Christ. My friend, I encourage you to receive that spiritual anointing so that you can be empowered this day to serve. We bless the Lord, we praise him, we honor him, and we give him the glory for the great things he has done even this day. Peace be unto you.
I don't care if you're at work right now, go ahead and put your hands together. Let your co-workers know that he is great and marvelous.
Unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength.
you, that's all right. God hears you. God sees you in your situation. You got to know that deliverance is on the way. On the way.
The production you have just heard has been developed from many revelations from the Little Book series, The Law of Natural Anointing, Which Jesus, Heavenly Messages for Overcoming Death, authored by Dr. Daryl G. Hunt. We pray you have been edified by the words spoken on this day, and that your heart is inclined to want to know more.
I'm thankful every day for all of your blessings.
For all of your blessings.
God, I thank you for being my Father.